Welcome to That's Your Opinion with the lovely and talented Fritz Smoot, who by now has certainly gotten his smoke alarm fixed. That's a big fat no. The producer of said show, the Amish one, Cy Fenwick, just off of his bachelor party, and me, Chick Hernandez, just coming back from dropping my youngest off at college. Where to begin this show? You know where we begin? With an ad. All right. So because we got sponsors, All right. So look, I don't know if you heard this, but apparently NBA player Lawrence would be better than Lamar. Lamar Odom may be returning to pro basketball in Spain soon. He's been taking a new product he owes the credit to. Balance 7 is a pH. Do you? A pH balancing alkaline supplemental drink. And it's for those athletes who are getting older. But you're no longer an athlete, Fred.
I mean, It ain't just for athletes. What it is, it'll help anybody, but on the athletic level, all right? Okay. On the top level of a human specimen, if you see what I mean. Come on, if it didn't brought back Lamar Odom, what do they tell you? Come on, he's taking his body through some stuff on and off the field.
Well, as my phone rings in my house, which is really cool. I mean, his body went through the Kardashians, or is that the reverse? I'm not sure.
You never know.
All right. So anyway, it's a great product. It balances your balance seven help. It's a good as you said, the wear and tear being a pro athlete it did on your body. So here's how you can see balance seven help. I was going to say this, but it sounds kind of weird. He looked good celebrity boxing match with Aaron Carter did Lamar Odom. I don't believe that at all, by the way. I like the product, but that boxing, it was like the match the other night. That Jake Paul,
he won.
It was awful, dude. Awful. They didn't throw a punch for the first six rounds. Not a punch was thrown.
Hey, first of all,
balance seven.
All sports needs villain. He's a good villain.
He's a good villain. That's true. But I want somebody to just cold cock him. Anyway, head to balance7.com and use the code BELIEVE, BLEAV, for free shipping. Balance7.com and use the code, as I said, BELIEVE for free shipping. I said that twice because I'm repetitive, if nothing else. If it worked for Lamar Odom, it can certainly work for you too. So we wish Lamar all the best post-Kardashian. You know what? Let's just do another sponsor because we like sponsors, don't we? We like those guys. Okay. So look, it's that time of year again. All eyes now turning to football, real football, by the way, as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this year. Get all the updated odds, props and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest. $500,000? Fred made that in a week when he was playing.
New millions, new million. Little head hundreds is what they call.
They called what?
Little head hundreds.
Little head hundreds. Yeah. Also, the world's largest $200,000 NFL survivor contest. Open now at BetOnline. So head to the website and use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus and take advantage of their opening day super promo. Make a bet on the Thursday, September 9th season opener between the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. And if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up using the promo code NFL100. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, sponsors, thank you very much. We appreciate your time here on That's Your Opinion. We got real football coming, and we just went through the cuts. NFL teams downsizing to 53. We'll get to what I believe is the biggest cut in the National Football League, and that's one Cam Newton from the New England Patriots. But for Washington, all I heard, Fred, from area pundits, and by pundits, I mean guys who think they know what they're talking about in the media, was, AGG, Anthony Golden's got, he's a lock. Got big arms. He's a big dude. He's a lock. Yeah, he wasn't a lock. He's on the practice squad.
Yeah.
He wasn't a lock. What are your thoughts on AGG going?
And first of all, let me redo this again.
Okay.
We have to take a moment of silence for the guys that didn't make the 53 because it started off 100 when training camp started. And we call this the day of the Walking Dead because you don't know who's going to get cut. And you do have guys like AGG that you don't think get cut? Like the People's Corner. How do you cut Moreland? The People's Corner.
Jimmy Moreland.
Guess what? They put the People's Corner on the corner. How is that possible? You know what? The question is, Troy Eck. How did Troy Eck?
They love him on special teams.
Make it before Moreland. I have to know this. Somebody has to explain this to me. It has to be our special team. It has to be.
Was that Ricky Ricardo? Somebody has to explain to you? Is that what you said?
Hey, somebody that's has what to I explain heard. It to me.
Well, I mean, Rivera. That's Coach Rivera. I mean, he's your boy.
Hey, but, you know, he ain't got to explain to me why he makes the decision. Yeah. But on the outside looking in, you heard me saying, you know, when is Morgan going to wake up? It look like he's just going through the motions of everything.
Right.
And I was saying that. So evidently, I'm not the only person that saw that.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, that, and believe me, with all the tape that's on guys during practice, forget the games, too. Now, there are some guys, as you know, there are some guys who coaches say, well, in practice, he's just shit. I mean, I don't know what that guy's doing. He goes, but when the bright lights come on, that dude is a different cat. Those guys are, you know, those guys make squads. That was not Jimmy Moreland. By any stretch of the imagination. And
do you think this? Do you think the arrival of one Benjamin St. Juice, do you think it's a morale killer? Because I've seen guys get guys drafted at their position, and then you can see the effects of them, and it's more mentally than physically. Mm-hmm. Worried about, is this guy here to take my job? So do you think that had a lot to do with it? Because when I said, I didn't say he had lost a step. I just can tell emotionally he wasn't there. So do you think it had something to do with the arrival of Juice and the way he was playing?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, you got only so many bodies can fill so many positions. And when Ben comes into the huddle and onto the field and is making plays, well, coaches' heads are doing this. They're turning, going, all right. And in the meetings, like, well, this is a lock here, obviously. And this guy here, this guy here, this guy here.
But this is your starting nickel from last year. How do we go from the starting nickel to not on the roster, not because of one man? Why not at the fourth corner? Do you know how strong your cornerbacks are with him at the fourth?
Let me look at the corners here. Kendall Fuller. Who did we see Kendall in the preseason, by the way?
Did not see him or William Jackson.
Okay. So Kendall did not play. William Jackson, supposedly the other starting corner, did not play. So you got Troy Apke as a backup. You got Ben St. Juice right there. Daryl Roberts. Okay. And Torrey McTyre, who...
McTyre earned his spot.
Right. Okay.
Daryl McRoberts is the one that I did not see coming. So that makes me think this. Talented guy like Moreland, you must show some attitude or got on somebody's shit list.
Right.
That cut is more than just... That ain't no talent cut, because if it's by talent, he make this team. That's something else. That's in-house.
Yeah, they didn't even bring him back from the practice squad, so that does tell you a lot.
Yeah, no, that tells you everything.
Right, right. And the other pick, the cut, was Peyton Barber, who we talked about on our TV show. I thought he would go, and he went.
You the reason Peyton Barber got cut.
Oh, I'm just going to blame me.
You should.
How are you going to blame me?
For the last 2 months.
I think it's – oh, you do – like, listen, you're Jamaican. You have 13 jobs. I think you're mistaking me for somebody else in one of your other shows. I just wasn't – I look at it. I'm looking at the running back position. Obviously, Antonio Gibson, J.D. McKissick, and Jared Patterson balled out, dude. I mean, you're keeping three, right? You got to keep three.
Did you see them keeping four tight ends?
Well, that I didn't see. But
that I didn't see. I didn't see Ricky Jean Seals Jones making the team.
Right. But is that a special team thing too? Right. I mean, those guys got to play the special teams.
I don't know. Usually you keep the best, your best core, your special team, and usually your defensive backs.
Right. Yeah. So again, that goes back to Moreland. Yeah. And
but
goes
now
back,
that asks this. All right. Now that we see we didn't bring back before the linebackers. That tells me we're looking for a roster spot to be filled at the linebacker. One been Derrick McKinney, old Mississippi State Bulldog, 6'4", 270-pound middle linebacker, is out there. And I'm wondering, is the old ball coach sniffing around been Derrick McKinney? That could be a serious addition to yeah. this team.
You got four linebackers right now on the squad. You got to have more than that.
You got to have more than that. So that tells me they're going to sign one, and it has to be a veteran. Right? Okay. It has to be a veteran.
Right. Overall, when you look at the cuts, what's your feeling?
I was shocked that Shaka Tony made the 53.
He was very thankful.
And maybe he'll be that swing guy that when that linebacker comes, he'll be the guy that goes to the practice squad. Okay. So I was shocked about him, but totally shocked with Marlon.
Yeah.
AGG not making that roster. I looked at that wide receiver room, and they got a lot of smaller when they took him out of there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And two, he still needs some refinement. So I'm just shocked that Coach felt like he wasn't going to be able to make it back to the practice squad. Somebody would claim him my way.
Right, right.
That's what
right.
I feel.
Yeah, that was surprising. That was surprising.
Very.
Yeah. What else? We got to ask Amish about his bachelor party because I saw some of the stuff online, which, by the way, should never, ever put anything online. I don't know what the hell you were thinking, but before I do that, we got some exciting news. Our podcast is partnering with PlayActionPools.com this season to bring some interactive fun to the sport we love most. You'll be able to get on the action with our PlayActionPools.com Football Pick'em Challenge, which is open to everybody. Here's how it works. You sign up for a contest, Believe Football Pick'em at PlayActionPools.com, and then get your picks in each week. We're going to select the 10 highest profile games of the week between NFL and college football. Whoever gets the most picks correct each week will win a pair of electric sunglasses and a pair of DC shoes. These are things I have no idea what that means. Again, go to playactionpools.com and sign up for the contest. Believe, B-L-E-A-V, football pick'em. And if you plan on hosting your own football contest, go to playactionpools.com today. They've got Survivor, Pick'em, as well as cool sportsbook-style concept called Build Your Bankroll. Playactionpools.com, your new home for all your office sports pools. Electric sunglasses. And a pair of DC shoes. Do we know what that is? I feel like Johnny Carson way back in the day.
You know, everybody on this on the screen, not 73 years old.
Well,
you got an
neither
A-track
am I.
Player. Yeah. You know,
hey,
you got
listen,
A-track player.
A-track players are not. A-track players, you know, they used to say about me when I was real young and horny, you got an A-track mind. And I would say, I had a one-track mind. And I said, no, it's an A-track mind. Just you can't play more than one track at a time. That's all. All right. So what the hell are DC shoes?
They are more like the skateboarding shoes. You know what I'm saying? They're more of the skater type shoes. I'm right, ain't outside.
Yep.
Yeah, so
that's my understanding.
Know. Yeah. So
that's a political answer from Si. That's my understanding. That's right, sir. That's right, Judge.
Nah, he is
but
right.
We had to watch the we had to ask the in-house white dude about DC shoes. Why not?
Yeah. That's my expertise.
All right, so we're doing this podcast, and Si had his bachelor party. So can you give us some of the highlights of your bachelor party?
Si.
Hey, that ain't how it's supposed to go, Si. Let me step in for you. I'm sorry, old timer, Mr. Geezer. You don't kiss and tell what happened bachelor party.
Well, I would assume that he would, you know, be smart about it, but there got to be some highlights.
No, you don't put him in that position to have to answer those questions.
Really?
Now, you don't do that, man. Do you know bro code? Was it a bro code in your day?
A what? A bro code.
A bro code.
Yeah, but there are certain things that were you never mentioned. But
guess what? If you wasn't there, you can't ask about it.
I can tell you, on my bachelor party, the things I could mention, it was a two-day bachelor party. A Winnebago was involved. A trip to the beach was involved. The groom, me, was so hungover from night one to morning two, where we were supposed to play some golf, that standing on the putting green before the round of golf, I left my breakfast just off the putting green, and I didn't play one shot of golf for 9 holes until I got the hair of the dog back in me, and I played the back 9. That's about all I could mention, other than there was a contest who could get some undergarments from somebody. That was a contest that was won by somebody. But that's about it. But that's all I'm asking for. I'm not asking for
So somebody won that contest?
Oh, yes. Somebody won it. I can tell this now because, you know, this is many, many moons ago, and my wife does not listen to the podcast. Right, honey?
Well, thank you for sharing. Sharing is caring. But I will not let young Cy, before he's married, surrender this information. Under my client, under no circumstances.
Thank you, Fred. Yeah, thank you, Fred.
We'll answer your filthy questions. We plead the fifth.
Yep.
The guy was putting on stuff on social media.
Not anything like bad though. It wasn't incriminating.
Well, you know, this is the new generation. You know, they'll rob a store, put it on social media, then ask, how did we get caught in jail?
You're right. Did you get
the two highlights that I will share that it's not incriminating to me or anybody else? One nameless friend, pretty much blacked out on the beach at 3:30 in the morning. In Virginia Beach.
Okay.
And then the other big event that is at least noteworthy for a podcast was we all got into a fight with the manager at the steakhouse. We went to a steakhouse, a nice steakhouse, and there are seven of us. And we were all very polite, very nice. And the service was so bad. They brought out the steaks for six of us, and they forgot to place the order for the steak for the seventh one. So his food didn't come out, but we all felt bad because we all wanted to, like, we didn't want to eat without him having his food.
Right.
So then they sent out this manager who's this 6'8", really big, ripped guy, and we were being polite, and he was extremely aggressive right off the bat with us. To the point that everybody in the restaurant was staring at us. And we handled it well, but like one of my groomsmen is like a manager. He's a manager at a high-end restaurant in the D.C. area.
Right.
And so he was not having it. And so he even stayed back. Like we all left, even after everything finished and we left the restaurant, he stayed in because he had to talk to that manager one more time. And he literally was like, dude, I'm a restaurant manager and I need to tell you mano y mano, you're doing a terrible job. That's not how you handle that situation. So then my best man had to go in and get him out. And yeah, so those are my two highlights.
As your lawyer, I want to tell everybody that my client has concussion symptoms from the crate challenge. Since he's been in the crate challenge the last couple of days, falling off the crates.
My lawyer is correct.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I want people.
So my memory is in fact spotty. My lawyer is correct.
That is, by the way, the dumbest challenge I have ever seen. Is that crate challenge? Hey,
listen, I have yet to do one challenge.
You didn't do like the water bucket challenge back in the day for cancer?
I don't follow people. I'm a leader. I challenge everybody to go get a job. How about that? You want to do a challenge? Let's do a job challenge. Let's do a clean up the world challenge. How about everybody take one day and go clean up Mother Earth? How about you do that?
Yes.
How about we do a challenge that actually benefit people? How about we do a challenge, just act nice to somebody you usually wouldn't for a day? Not people, grown people falling off like this.
Dumb as
shit. The hospital is filled with two people. Right, and in the letter C is the reason both are in there, crates and COVID. Right, like how do you even sit in there and want to be looked after you see somebody in there with COVID, something very serious, and you in there for crates? And who didn't tell me to invest in the crate stock market?
Where are people getting crates?
Where are they getting
Where are they getting crates? I haven't seen a crate before this challenge. Like where do you get a crate?
I moved my daughter back to college. We had
crates.
No, we didn't. Oh, absolutely. You know how easy it is crates?
Buckets.
Buckets? It's a woman. You're not putting her stuff in a bucket. What the hell is wrong with you?
I'm crates, not a children
And they
yet.
Go on top. And they, by the way, the bottom, you know, meshes with the top. So you can pick them up two at a time. It's nice. Fits in the car or the van. Really nice. And then boom, you put them in those big crates.
I went to Walmart the other day. And it was crates sitting right out front.
Of course.
I would have bought stock.
First walk in.
Of course.
I ran from the crates because I had seen the things they do to people.
That's the dumbest thing. Nothing good happens.
Why, people?
I don't know. It is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And 90%, oh, shit, 98% of the time, it's just not going to end well. It's just not.
There's no way.
I haven't seen it end well yet. Like, first of all, who thought of it first?
Yeah, exactly. Where's the origin of this?
Yeah, and second of all, why? Like, what do you get? Do you get a car from The Price Is Right?
Let's say you make it.
You get a golf clap. You get a golf clap.
That's it.
You get a golf clap. Meantime, people are like wanting you to fall down. You know, I saw the one video where the guy kicked it.
People are going over the bone cracks. Fresh.
Oh, yeah.
People are dying on these crates.
Yeah.
What kind of humanity
Broken ribs.
People are literally committing suicide by crate.
Job challenge. So I guess the job challenge should go be issued to one Cam Newton. I'm surprised. And the other part of this is these two head coaches, Bill Belichick and Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer came out and literally said day of the cuts. Well, some of the cuts had to do with guys and whether they were vaxxed or not. Then here comes Jacksonville running out here's a statement from us. That is not true. That did not happen. As the NFLPA is going, what the fuck?
I was cheering for Urban. You know I was in his column. But I have to say this. When I thought he was going to be very professional, more than some of the other ones, he's been very college-like.
Yes.
And in college, you can control everything. In the league, you can't. You just can't. You can't talk to guys like they in college.
Yeah.
Like, these are grown men with kids, all right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm shocked that Urban wouldn't understand that transition of it all.
That's like ball coach, man. That's like Spurrier.
That's a Travis Schermacher.
I love that word.
I'd have never think that they would throw Matt Jones to the Wolves. No matter how good he looked. Not all 17. Like, I thought they'd buffer him for at least 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think they feel like Cam can't be a backup quarterback to a rookie.
Okay.
I think they know that. And right now, as I look over the landscape of football,
yes,
it's a bad time to be a free agent quarterback, because there's a lot of people that so-called got their quarterback.
Yes, true. But you know as well as I do that week one, week two, somebody's going down. And
yeah,
that agent's phone is going to ring in a heartbeat like, all right, look, Cam ready? Yes, he's ready. Okay, let's go. That's what's going
to
happen.
The place for Cam is the Houston Texans. They need to sell some tickets.
Wow.
They need to sell some tickets. Wow. Cam will put some butts in the seat.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Tyrod Taylor gets Tyrod Taylor again.
Again. Right? Every time. Every single time. He is Betty at the dance, right?
Hey, listen. Tyrod Taylor again. And I got to bring out Cam. Like, the only games Tyrod has started is since Cam catch up with the offense.
Right. Yeah.
But I would bring him to Houston, and that's what I do.
It's tough.
And you can hear Fred's smoke alarm still going off.
Yeah, he's never going to change the batteries. It's also amazing. Fred never going to die either. So that's literally going to just continue to chirp.
Fred's never going to die?
No, the smoke alarm. It's never going to die.
Oh, okay. That scared me for a second.
Hey, listen,
well, Fred might never die either.
Battled.
I don't know.
I've had battles with this thing, you know. It's an uphill war. We continue to do it. You know, countermeasures, blows after blows. And one day, you know, I will get that thing changed out.
One day. Literally, we'll see. For our listeners, mine went off. Now I sleep with headsets on, so I don't hear a thing. And
you are 70. You don't hear anything.
I'm not 70, but I don't want to. I'm a light sleeper, and I play some music as I go to sleep, and then it goes off, and I'm fine. And I ain't got to hear, you know. I used to have two kids in the house, and they don't know how to close the door properly. So there's a banging going on and it wakes me up. Then I'm up. I don't go back to sleep. So I use a headset. But the other day I felt the bed rattle. And then of course the wife said something to me, but she knows I got a headset on. So all I hear is, I don't know, but I see she's getting up kind of quick. So I'm like, I look up like, what the hell? And then I hear the alarm like, shit, the actual alarm to the house.
Was this before, after your milk?
No milk. Milkshake maybe. I had a milkshake in New York last night.
Also, Chick, how do you still have a home phone? Like the landline.
It's just there as a
How's that?
You used it. When the last time have you used your hump phone?
I can't tell you when it was, to be quite honest.
So when the storm started, you didn't say make sure that home line still on when the storm started.
No, you know, it's the last time the only time I use it is to stop it from ringing or to look to see who's calling. The fortunate part is that most of the spam calls come to the home, even though we use those stupid blockers on our cell phones. You know, they still pop in. I got a call from Germany today on the drive back from New York. I'm like, well, I don't know anybody in Germany calling me. You know, Fred's not there, so he ain't calling me for bail money. Shit.
Right, I could end up there at any time.
Yeah, you could. So you think Houston for Cam? That'd be interesting.
I think it's a perfect marriage. I think Houston is building from the ground up.
They
drafted a quarterback that's not ready to play. Plus, I say it's going to be Cam to Houston because Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod.
Magnet to restart your career. If you go take Tyrod's job, you are instantly going to the Pro Bowl. Justin Herbert took his job and got Rookie of the Year. All I'm saying is Lamar Jackson took his job and got Rookie of the Year. All I'm saying is if you want to take somebody's job, make sure you like Josh Allen and you take Tyrod Taylor's job and you too will go to the Pro Bowl.
You imagine being Tyrod and you see the reports coming across social media and the news. Deshaun Watson is in big, big trouble. You're like, oh, okay. I got myself some playing time. This is going to this is going to be good. And then he's like, Cam Newton, what? He got cut? Oh, yeah. Shit. I know.
You're right. Hey, I just told you three quarterbacks whose job they took Tyrod, and all three are Pro Bowlers.
Yeah, yeah. Shameless plug for our TV show, by the way. The shameless plug for our TV show, The Sports Trifecta, which airs on WDVM-TV on Saturday nights at 11:30. During the preseason, we're coming to you from DC Prime. So far, I've been pretty cool, except for the lightning storm we had to avoid last week. But if you're listening, tune in.
Show your professionalism that you just kept going. The storm couldn't stop you.
Yeah, you really couldn't. No, I mean, I felt the hairs on every part of my body stand up when I saw the big streak of lightning. But you know, we're okay.
You don't really have a lot of hair.
Yeah,
settle down.
Ah, you're right, milkman. I have nothing to say.
Milkman, what are you gonna say, Amish?
No, nothing. Never mind.
Really?
No, okay. I'm just kidding. It's not related.
Nothing. Well, no, I'm kidding.
Well, no, I actually do have something to say, but now I have another thing to say that's related to the weather.
Okay.
Which is that there has been an insane just streak of bad weather in Germantown to the point where I can't remember if I've talked about this before, but like 2 weeks ago, there was a storm so bad that it blew our neighbor's tent/gazebo straight out of the ground and over our 8-foot fence into our yard. And then a few days later, there was a storm where there was literally a lightning strike 3 blocks down and lit 2 townhouses on fire.
Jeez.
Yeah. And then last night was an insane lightning storm that thankfully nothing like crazy bad happened, but it was bad enough that it like woke me up very, and I don't usually wake up for storms, but this one woke me up. So it's like
headsets
really
on, you wouldn't woke up.
Yeah, it was like 2 a.m. It was insane.
Oh yeah, yeah. And my people, see, that's the thing about living and growing up in Mississippi. They're going through it right now. New Orleans, all my places to go out, Louisiana, all anybody in the go.
Absolutely.
We practice getting in tubs and under our school desks and all this other stuff when hurricane season comes. Mm-hmm. We're used to hurricane season and tornado season. And that's why one thing I said when I moved here, the first thing I noticed was we in a no natural disaster zone, meaning we don't have these reoccurring things that we have to run from every year. So right. I personally know how it feels to be in there and the wind is blowing houses down the street. I've seen it before. So that's the one thing about Mother Nature. She always wins in the end.
So yeah, that's why you haven't replaced the batteries in the smoke detector.
That's because, you know, and plus I have an Energizer battery, man. It just keeps on going.
On the drive back from dropping my daughter off in New York, we literally almost pulled over today because the weather about 40 minutes from home was just ridiculous. And then I got a text. I'm doing the I'm calling Marshall at Navy for CBS Sports Network on Saturday. Ding, ding. Yeah. And we got pictures from the folks at Naval Academy. Tornado came through, whipped through, and ripped a lot of stuff off, you know, out of the ground. Talking telephone poles. Fortunately, what we're getting is just, you know, nobody been hurt. And the weather will be, because what happens after tornado? Everything clears up. Going to be 75 degrees on Saturday.
Oh, it gets south. The tornado takes all the clouds with it. Like, what you got to realize, it'll go from dark to just white, just light as it could be very quickly at a drop of a dime.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing about Louisiana, you see the story of the guy that got pulled in by the alligator?
No, but you can share it with Chick Hernandez News. You can give it to us if you want.
This just in. No, yeah. You know how it is, man. Listen, the flooding there is out of control. It's ridiculous. It's unfathomable for us here in the Maryland, D.C., Virginia area. But, yeah, some guy was wading in the water. And sure enough, alligator, the reports go, took his arm first. And so the wife went to run to get help, and the wife never saw her husband again because that alligator said, I've still got more to do.
That's a little bit more Mother Nature, you know? Yeah. Animals, like, the one thing about it is people always be like, I seen this animal. And they said, I'm like, we are on their turf. Why wouldn't you see these animals? So if you're in New Orleans and the water level rises, the swamp comes to you. Well, if the swamp comes to you, you... It's a lot more snakes and other things you got to worry about.
Yeah, it's not just water. The water's not the only thing coming.
It brings the wrath of Mother Nature. And that's why so many dogs came up missing during Katrina.
Oh.
Because the gators was taking them down.
Well, I like going on a safari, to me, that just doesn't make sense. I don't understand that because you're just getting too close, and, you know, because of the beautiful thing about social media and the internet, you can now Google people getting attacked while on safari, and it's fun to watch because I know that I'm not that dumb.
You can't go to the Serengetis of Africa and not go on a safari. Like, this is like me telling you, yeah, I went to Egypt, but I didn't go see the pyramid. Well, what the hell you go for?
I wouldn't go. Why are you going? Go somewhere else.
I went to the Caribbean or the Bahamas, but I didn't go swimming at all in the beach. Like,
yeah,
it's like you go to a location, you know,
you have to
utilize what that location gives you.
Yeah.
Until little Johnny's been eaten by a freaking tiger, then you.
Well, yes.
Okay.
Once
good.
Little Johnny's gone, then it's a different story.
Well, I have to be honest, black folks don't really get caught up in that type of news and stuff. See, we are very safe. We don't fall in holes. We don't get caught in avalanches, all right? Because we ain't climbing no mountains, right? So we don't, you know, certain things. Like, that's why I say, man, sometimes you got to just thanks for people. Hey, Si, without white people, we would never know what's at the top of Mount Everest. Black people would never go there, right? We wouldn't know what's at the bottom of the ocean. We wouldn't know what's in space. We too safe. Black people too safe.
It's smart, though. I'm not climbing up to a top of a mountain. Mm-mm.
That's the old Eddie Murphy joke, man.
All right, but you will go surfing in the ocean knowing that there's a shark out there, right?
No. I'm pretty cautious.
Right. I've been out in the ocean, but I go out there very nervously.
Exactly.
Very nervously.
That's how I do.
You're most definitely honorary black dude, Si, because you're not really adventurous at all.
I'm not.
Your name is now Si Jenkins.
You know, that works.
What the
that
hell?
Fits. That fits.
My God. All right, let's get the hell out of here, for God's sake. So Cam Newton, by this time in 2 weeks, will have a job. And Smooch Dudamis says Houston.
Houston.
I have one last trivia question that's related to this.
Okay.
All right.
What do you think so in the AFC East, who is the oldest quarterback and what is his age?
Give me the teams in the East.
It's the Patriots, the Bills, the Dolphins, and what? The Jets?
Josh Allen is the older quarterback, and he's 25 years old and 18 days.
Yep. Tua's 23. Zach Wilson is 22 and Mac Jones is 22. So that whole division is 25.
I say, I'm sorry. I'm like, we a Pharaoh. I blacked out. What happened?
Yeah, I don't know. Wait, what are we talking about? I forgot.
My God. How do you know that?
Hey, man, I'm a football historian, man. Give me the question. Ask me something else, Si.
Oh, my
God. No, that's the only one I had on deck.
Si just came back from bachelor party. It took him 3 days to come up with that question.
I'm still hurting. So.
Oh, so now we know that Si did undertake an internal alcohol rub.
Oh, that's, that's for sure. It's just the rest of the details.
I would not go to a non-alcoholic bachelor party. Who want to go to a party with old dudes? Everybody drinking old dudes.
No, I'm with you.
Smoking old weed.
I'm not like out there drinking root beer. Like not like when you're with your boys, you know, you got to ball out.
Yeah.
The PS to the story of the man who won the underwear attaining contest. This is going to be bad, but... So we're at the bar and he's working on this. I went with him because he was the best looking out of all of them. I said, I'm going to go with him. I'm not involved. I'm just the groom. Everybody else is involved. There's money involved for the winner, blah, blah, blah. So it's a good half an hour. He works on this young lady. And finally, I see her give the nod like, okay. And she walks into the bathroom and then she comes back out and she's got them balled up in her hand and she kind of under the table gives it to him. And as she's walking away, he just raises his hand up in the air to signify he's won the contest. And then he hands it to me, and I put them in my mouth, and I drank my beer. And that's the end of the story.
Hold up. He didn't hand you no Tic Tacs. What did he hand you again? All right, don't say it. Don't say it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I think he did his due diligence. She was a very lovely lady who had...
This is the bad part about it.
Just showered.
I'm the only one that's been married and divorced.
Yes.
And y'all just broke all the rules. I just tried to save both of y'all marriage.
No,
y'all
didn't
let me. Y'all did not let me save y'all from y'all self.
I didn't say anything bad. He was the one with the story that was explicit.
How many bachelor parties have you had for your own marriages, Fred?
I had one for all the ones that I actually didn't show up for.
Nice.
I was engaged 3 times to the same woman. Married. Yeah.
Engaged so 3 times?
So you really went.
I was engaged with her 3 times.
So you put her on the
cold feet.
You put her on the practice squad. You put her on the practice squad 3 times.
No, it wasn't nothing like that. I got cold feet. So I still threw myself a bachelor party before each of these things.
I'm interested to know, how did you inform her that it was not going to happen?
I went on like a 14-day bender in Amsterdam. I came up missing.
You came up missing. So there was supposed to be a wedding.
Did you not show up?
MIA. By the way, anybody who's listening, we're not shocked by this.
I pulled a Lamar Odom. All right. Said, hey, I had to get out there. No, seriously, though. No, I had to stand up like a man and tell her, you know what? I'm sorry. I just can't do this right now. I love you. But I just cannot do this right now.
You did this twice.
And I end up marrying her the third time. Got a divorce.
Well, you know what? That's on her. First off, that's on her. If you got cold feet twice or 3 times, I can't tell which number, and then still signed the contract with that team, it's on you because you got cut.
You shouldn't be shocked. All I can say is this. I'm not a quitter. All right?
No.
I do this. I'm not a quitter, and I loved it. You know what I'm saying? There's a reason why. But at the end of the day, I'm just not good at marriage. That's what it is. Sometime in life, you need to try something to see if you're good at it. I'm not good at it at all.
One of the few things.
Chick, you seem to be great at it. Chick, you seem to be great at it. Si, we about to grade you going forward. But we will see how good you are at it.
Fingers crossed.
Because I realize, you know what? Hey, I stink at it, man. And you can't be great at everything in life.
Well, with Si, just like the players, you're going to have to, you know, it's not the rookie season. You're going to have to see what this guy does, how he produces in year 3. That's really the key here. So
it's not like I can't have
year 5.
I say year five is where you really get the grade, because 2 years people stay together just to show people they wasn't a failure, even though they know it's over with.
Right.
I say go five, and if they still sit close to each other when they go out to eat, still PDA, still hang out, then they got a chance. But if they around each other with somebody stank face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I've been married for 24 years. I've known her for 38. And we were in New York this week, yesterday. And we did sit at a nice close table across from each other. And I took a nice picture because she looked pretty in the New York light. But, you know, it's New York.
Did you just say in the New York light, you might have well gone tell us that the world slowed down and it was slow motion while somebody was playing Levert on a bus.
That's what it sounded like. That's pretty much what it sounded like.
The beautiful, beautiful scene, except for the people that were walking by, and there were some that were rather hot. And I didn't get caught looking, but I had to look because, well, you know, New Yorkers,
you're married, you ain't blind. Like, no, you still had a right to, you know, visually, you know, take in, like you said, the skyline, you visually took in that. And
absolutely.
It was in your line of sight.
I caught her looking too at some other people, so that was fine.
Guess what? You got to ask yourself, if your old lady called you, and while you was in New York and she was back home, say she was in the grocery store, Whole Foods or Wegmans, and she just walked past, and she just walked up to the rock, how would you feel?
I'd tell her, you better look at him. You might want to get his number.
No, listen, I'm worried. I'd be like, you need to talk to me till you get in your car.
No.
certain dudes, you can't even ask your old lady to control herself around.
I know. We have that list.
Denzel Washington. Don't let Denzel within two feet.
Denzel, you can't.
The Rock. He's the top. Women universally love The Rock. Brad Pitt. George Clooney.
Clooney? Nope, I'm close. Yep.
Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yeah. Listen. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sometimes you just need to know when it's a threat around. Alert.
Who's on your list? So Halle Berry is number one on my list, and my wife knows if Halle Berry were to walk through my door or I saw her somewhere, that I would just go, Halle, listen, I've got an extra room. I need you to come up real quick. And my wife's like, that's fine with me. She goes, I might even join in. She's that good looking. Yeah. And I would that would curl my toes to begin with. But so who's for you two guys, who's number one on that list?
I think that's too hard to narrow down, man. Really? Too many women. It's too many beautiful women out there to just say one woman. It's a lot of women.
I got a five, but give me one. Just give me one of your five, top five. That's all I'm asking.
That's saying a lot. Who do I just pleasant to see?
If you saw them out, you go, I'm going to have that.
Oh, I'm going to shoot my shot. The one thing about me, I ain't never miscarried.
Yep.
Well, I love me some Rihanna. Don't ever get it twisted.
Okay. She'll hurt you.
But I got an old schooler in that Ashanti that's still looking good. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Okay. Now, okay.
So, like I said, for every new school, I can bring an old schooler that's still looking good too, because I love Jada Pinkett Smith. And evidently, she don't mind getting caught up in some tomfoolery.
She scares me. Jada scares me. That laugh scares me. That laugh scares me. That's an evil laugh. She got an evil laugh to her, man.
Hey, I like it. Hey, evil people need love too.
Yeah. Huh? Amish, who's on your list?
Jennifer Lawrence. That's an easy one for me.
Mm-hmm. J-Lo's still getting it done. She's still getting it done. That's old school, new school.
No, both. Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence. My bad.
She's beautiful too now.
I love J-Lo too, so don't get me wrong. But Jennifer Lawrence as far as top five.
Yeah, J-Lo would hurt you. She'd hurt you.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence.
I need a little body. I just, you know. Really? He really ain't a body. Okay. He's a little bit of both.
Well, you got everything here on this podcast, and some of us are going to be in trouble for at least the next few weeks. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I told you.
I know. Well, listen, it won't be my wife who listens, because she doesn't listen to anything. She might not even watch the football game I'm doing this weekend. She's like, where are you going? I'm going to Annapolis to do the damn game. Oh, yeah. Okay, never mind.
Well, tell her me and The Rock will be walking through Whole Foods near the house this weekend around 5 p.m.
So you're putting yourself on the list.
Me and The Rock. You know, single guys just walking around, shirt off. I have a tank top on. I got abs all in the back, front and the back.
You don't want to be walking next to The Rock. Let me just say that right now. That's not.
Well, you know, it's like
she's gonna say, "Look, it's The Rock and Kevin Hart." That's not.
No, not that time. And don't forget, The Rock played football in Miami, so he ain't nothing but a football jock anyway.
I got you.
Let's get that in order.
Yeah, that body's much different than when it was at the U. Much different. All right, let's get out of here. Good luck, whatever you're doing this week. We'll see what happens.
I just got a dog. I ain't named her yet.
Wait a second. This is breaking news.
I did.
What kind of dog?
A bulldog. Mm-hmm. You already know what's up. She's a girl.
And you have not named the dog yet.
I thought you got a Pomeranian a few weeks ago or a few months ago now.
Yeah, the girl took her back from us.
Women. Wow.
It was a loner.
I'm still working on my dog. Still working on it. Wait on the litter. Yeah, my God. You're just a bad, bad dude.
Come on, because you know, ain't nothing like a single man having a dog because I walk a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like trails everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
A dog is the ultimate conversation starter.
Complete chick magnet.
How easy is that?
Oh, yeah.
That's why I want to get it for my oldest son so he can just walk the neighborhood, but ain't nobody in this neighborhood.
Hey, that's what it's about. Hey, it'll make you start learning breeds. I'd be, that's a German shih tzu. I don't know exactly what that is.
What the hell? He is making shit up now. All right, for the Amish one, Cy Fenwick. And the Rock sidekick, Fred Smoot. My name is Chick Hernandez. You have been listening to That's Your Opinion, brought to you by Bet Online.